Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Awaken Us. First, I would like to give thanks to the Creator that leads, guides, and directs us in all things. My journey has turned into an eye-opening awakening, and I am here to share that awakening with you. This talk show will explore who are we? What's the difference between a person and a son? What is our purpose? Why do we hold certain beliefs? Why do we tend to see ourselves and others in a certain way? Why do we act the way we do towards ourselves and others? And what does any of this have to do with the events we experience in our world daily? I would also like to thank every one of you for your support you're giving me, my LinkedIn connections, my Twitter friends, my Facebook friends, my WordPress friends, my Goodreads friends, and many more. Thank you for your emails, your text messages, and your kind words. During the show, I will read from my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, second edition with added preface and edited back cover. Every 3 months, I give away three of my books through my website, www.awaken-us.org. You can click the link to enter and win. The giveaway starts this month, and the winner will be announced once a month. I am promoting a message, not just selling a book, and it will be a gift that will keep on giving. As always, I do invite you to visit my website for all information on upcoming events, study, videos, bookings, and news. The Awaken Us platform will air researchers that address our collective human experiences, both good and evil. The natural laws versus man's laws. Did we break the first commandment of God when we took on a false identity from birth? Do we really own anything on this earth? Do we have free will? In words, how many meanings can a word have, and what words have we learned that keeps us in bondage, slavery? Stay tuned in for all of our studies, then show yourself approved. Today on Awaken Us, I will read from my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, second edition, with added preface and edited back cover. I will also be speaking on the root causal factors of humanity's problems that we are experiencing as a species, as a whole. I want to bring some understanding about the nature of the problems so we can go to work on solving them. We recognize many of the problems humanity faces, but we do not understand the nature cause of the problem. There are root core causal factors why we are experiencing suffering in the world. We need some basic information about the nature of the problems to begin talking about the solutions to these problems. These root core causal factors is about creating a positive change in your world. We are not here to change the world. It's about the great work. It's about what we care about. Care is the generative principle of the heart, knowing the true difference between right and wrong behavior. Knowing these causal factors is not just about changing yourself, but about taking action in the process of changing others. It's about being involved in the awakening process of others. You are not here just for your happiness. We are the voice of truth. Courage is a must. Seek truth and speak truth. Last but not least, waking up does not equate to perfection. The great work requires time and persistence. Never give up. truth, love, and freedom is worth fighting for. I will continue to speak on the root cause of factors of our suffering for weeks to come in order to uplift, inspire, and inform the human consciousness of us all. You can listen to all of my podcasts from my main website, www.awaken-us.org, or reviews and comments can be emailed to us at awakenus@yahoo.com. Hold on, I'll be right back. Dismissing myths and strongholds, one mind at a time.
For immediate release, learning our part in the Creator's plan. He Lives, a Living Testimony, has been published by Outskirts Press. Outskirts Press announces the latest version of the highly anticipated, motivational, and inspirational self-help book from Decatur, Georgia, published by writer Sharon Pelham. Mrs. Pelham's most recent book to date was revised in March 2019 with added preface and edited back cover. This revised 5x8 paperback book is available worldwide on book retailer websites such as Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The webpage at www.awakeus.org was updated simultaneously with the book's publication relaunching.
Added preface and edited back cover. These testimonies are of my walk and awakening on this earth with the Creator and His creation. Opening my eyes and heart to the Creator has given me insight about His Spirit and who the first Son was. You must want this walk for yourself. You must ask, seek, and knock. The Creator is waiting with open arms. You must do your homework by dividing the Word of God. You will not remain the same. No man can give you the understanding that comes through the Spirit of God. The natural laws of God were given to you at birth. These rights are not created by humans, but are your birthright endowed to you by the Creator of the universe. They are your inheritance. We were many from one, but have become one from many, a democracy. The only way out of the deception is through the word of mouth, one to another. No man can serve two masters, for he will hate one and he will love the other. The great work is to end slavery. This should be a shared responsibility to help in awakening others. Speaking the truth unapologetically, even when we feel burdened or uncomfortable. So seek, ask, and knock. Study to show yourself approved, and do not leave your salvation up to any man. The Creator does work through men, but the relationship should be a vertical one, you and the Creator. Come as a son, male or female, greater is He that is in you than the deception that is in the world. What's on your mind? Let's take it to the Word. Call me. Dial 516-531-9476. All callers are screened prior to airing. Every 3 months. course, I give away my book through my main website, www.awaken-us.org. You can click on the link to enter and win. This giveaway has ended, and this month, winners are Ms. Amanda Menifee of Central South Carolina and Ms. Margaret Ream of Durham, North Carolina. I am promoting a message, not just selling a book. It will be a gift that will keep on giving. So do enter to win. Welcome to Awaken Us. This blog talk show will air researchers as myself and others that will address our collective human experiences, both good and evil. Did we break the first commandment of God when we took on a false identity from birth? Do we really own anything on this earth? Do we have free will? And words. How many meanings can a word have, and what words have we learned that keeps us in bondage, slavery? So tonight I'm going to talk about or address the natural laws versus man's law. What is natural law? The natural law is spiritual laws, a set of universal, inherent, objective, non-man-made, eternal and immutable, meaning unchanging over time or unable to be changed. There are conditions which govern the consequences of behavior of beings with the capacity for understanding the differences between harmful and non-harmful behavior. The understanding of natural law is centered upon bringing our own consciousness into alignment with objective morality. This means definitely knowing which behaviors are right because they do not cause harm to others, and which behaviors are wrong because they do cause harm to other beings. Hold on, I'll be right back.
He Lives, the Living Testimony, is 50 pages in length and is being aggressively promoted to appropriate markets with a focus in the motivational and inspirational self-help category. With U.S. wholesale distribution through Ingram and Baker & Taylor and pervasive online availability through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and elsewhere, He Lives, the Living Testimony meets consumer demand through both retail and library markets with a suggested retail price of $12.95. Additionally, He Lives a Living Testimony can be ordered by retailers or wholesalers for the maximum trade discount price set by the author in quantities of 10 or more from the Outskirts Press Direct Bookstore at www.outskirtspress.com/bookstore. For more information or to contact the author, visit www.awakeus.org.
Welcome back. Tonight, I want to talk about some of the root core causal factors of humanity's problems that we are experiencing as a species, as a whole. I want to bring some understanding about the nature of the problem so we can go to work on solving them. We recognize many of the problems that humanity faces, but we do not understand the nature cause of the problems. There are root core causal factors why we are experiencing suffering in the world. We need some basic information about the nature of the problems to begin talking about the solutions to these problems. I will be speaking on these root core causal factors. So get your pencil and paper, study to show yourself approved, and I'll be right back. ourselves what is truth. What is the fundamental meaning of this word? Truth is the reason why we are experiencing suffering in the world. Truth means that which is. That which is. Events that have occurred. Events that have actually occurred or occurring in our reality. Truth is understanding those events within us and events around us. We are experiencing suffering because we have gone off the path of truth. We are engaged in illusions and fantasies, belief systems that we take as truth, but which are not true. And when we stay attached to untruths, we suffer. We need to understand how the brain works. We have to start with self-knowledge to get to the root of the problems. And we should not take deception and falsehoods as truth. We have to start understanding the human consciousness and how it works, how our consciousness expresses itself through the physical. Let me give you a quote. This is a quote from a philosopher, and he states, "There are only two ways a person can be fooled. They believe what is not true, or they refuse to accept what is true." These are the two reasons why we are experiencing suffering in the world. Manipulation and deception go on daily to pull us away from truth. And we do not even see what is right there in front of our eyes in plain sight. Another quote. This quote comes from Adolf Hitler. And he says, "Make the lie big. Make it simple. Keep saying it, and eventually people will believe it." The lie has to be big and something that everyone thinks about and values in life, general concepts in which they base their life upon. Another philosopher said, "The bigger the lie, the more it will be believed. And the bigger the deceiver makes the lie, the more people will accept it into their makeup." Talk about self-knowledge. Self-knowledge is the way out of the deception. The solution to the problem is understanding who we really are. You must have knowledge about your consciousness, how your consciousness works, and how to bring that consciousness to a place of balance. Another quote, this quote comes from the mystery schools of the Greeks. The Oracle of Delphi is an inscription written in stone. And this is what it says. This is what it reads. It reads, "Heed these words, you who wish to probe the depth of nature. If you do not find within yourself that which you seek, neither will you find it outside of yourself. If you ignore the wonders of your own house, how do you expect to find other wonders? In you is hidden the treasures of treasures. Know thyself, and you will know the universe and the gods." Did you know that we are holographic in nature? A hologram can be broken apart, but within each part you have the whole of the other. You do not get half of the whole, but the whole image with less resolution. The entire image is present. The universe works the same way. The word hologram comes from the Greek word halos, meaning whole, and gramma, meaning message, whole message. People do not know themselves because they do not understand the nature of themselves. Based on what people value in their life will determine their suffering. If you were to ask people what they most value in their life, you will not get the answer truth. They may say family, loved ones, church. And this is why we are in the mess that we're in as a whole, as a people. People have forgotten the idea that truth is valuable and it means something in the relationship of what they are experiencing in their lives. They don't realize that truth dictates the quality in their lives. And when we are in alignment with that truth, what is, and we speak the truth and live accordingly, meaning the natural laws and moral laws, we will not suffer. But if how we live varies, we will experience suffering in proportion to truth. Now, this is a fundamental law of nature, and people refuse this law. For example, gravity. Gravity is the law of nature, and if you step off a cliff, you will receive the results to your body. You may be very hurt, or you may be very dead. Gravity don't care about you. It's a law. It's a law of nature. The law of gravity exists whether you believe it or not. It's in place, and you are bound by it. Hold on. I will now like to speak on another causal factor of why humanity is suffering. Knowing the difference between two forms of not knowing, nescience and ignorance. Nescience means not knowing something you would not be reasonable expected to know or understand. But ignorance is deliberately turning aside from something that you can be reasonably expected to know. You are deliberately choosing not to know that which is right in front of you and easily to be understood by you with a minimum amount of effort. Humanity does not exist in the state of nescience because there is massive amounts of knowledge in the world on every topic. Bookstore, internet have hundreds and thousands of documents out there. There is an overkill of information, but you still have people that just don't want to know. That's ignorance. They don't want to look at the truth because how ugly it has become. Knowledge is all around us. It's all there. It is about us reaching out and taking it, and then once we understand what truth is, it's about having the courage to share it and to speak the truth with others, even if it's uncomfortable for us. Well, I will continue these root causal factors of human suffering on next Sunday, so tune in to be uplifted and inspired and informed. I will now take your calls. I'll take calls from anyone who has questions. Give me a call. Dial 516-531-9476. That's 516-531-9476. Press 1 to speak with me. If you'd like to talk to me after the show, call in 5 minutes prior to the show ending. Dial 516-531-9476.
Understand, ain't here to judge, just to take a stand. The greater plan, the creator's plan. Let's all rise like the day began. Reach out and touch with the Savior's hand. On rock we stand like his native land. Let the ways of love be the ways of man.